Hey there. So this is a note for the parents. This week's podcast is a safety and stability meditation for kids. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of episodes ago, I guess maybe more like a month ago, I put out a safety and stability meditation for adults. And this has become a new cornerstone in my meditation practice and in the meditation practice of a lot of other people. So first off, I encourage you to go back and listen if you have not, and allow a meditation like this to be a part of your life, because as you take care of your energy and you find a calm, centered energy for yourself first, it will naturally influence our children. And I encourage you, when offering this type of meditation for your kids, let it be what they need it to be. Maybe play it at bedtime before bed. If they want to color while they're listening to it, that's great. Especially if you find pictures that they can color of a tree. This would be a great way for them to have something to do while they're listening to this. If they like to have something to fidget with, maybe they have like a salt stone. I have the Himalayan heart-shaped salt stones that my daughter holds on to. She'll come in and find mine. Or maybe they have a quiet fidget device that they can play with. I'm actually thinking about making some hematite stone fidget, like necklaces and things for them to play with. I'll try that out and let you know how that goes. If they fidget during their meditation and they move their bodies and they get up and move around, it doesn't mean they're not listening, and it doesn't mean it's not helping them. It just means that they have extra energy in their body that they're moving out. And we get to let them have this space in meditation to just be theirs and whatever they need it to be with no expectation. They're held to a lot of expectation throughout their day. And if meditation gets to be a safe space for them where they can let that down, then we get to create that space to be safe no matter what happens. We have in our mind how meditation is supposed to happen, and it doesn't happen that way for us. So how do we expect it to happen that way for kids? And I bet you, if you do this on a regular basis over time, that your kids will, you'll start to see them settle. And you'll start to see them lean into the meditation more. And maybe they're not big into meditation. Maybe having an activity like coloring, or maybe having an activity like walking out with nature while they listen to this, or something like that, something that is a calm activity that they can do while listening to this. Maybe that's how they want to enjoy it. But I bet you over time, that this gets to be something that they get to enjoy. Check it out. Let me know if it works for you. Let me know what it thinks. And remember, your care, your self-care, your energy care, your safety and stability are as important as your children's. And how do we expect them to learn something and start doing something that we aren't doing for ourselves? So take the time, mom, dad, aunt, grandma, cousin, whoever you are, take the time to do this for yourself as much as you want it for your children. Thanks for listening, and have a uniquely beautiful day.